We are called to have a relationship with Jesus. This week we're going to be speaking about follow the leader. And that's Jesus. Jesus is our leader. He's our Lord and our Savior. But now, let's all just take a moment, be real honest with each other. If we didn't have Jesus, if we didn't have Him in our lives, we would be completely lost. We wouldn't know what to do, why we're doing what we're doing, where to go. We would just be lost. Now, that little description there, doesn't that sound exactly like sheep without their shepherd? When their shepherd is not there to help them, to tend to them, to guide them, they get lost. They each go in their own direction. They each start doing their own thing, not knowing what they're doing, why they're doing it. They're just trying to find their new food. That's exactly like us when we don't have our shepherd. Because when the sheep have their shepherd, they know where to go. They stay together. They're always well fed. They are warm. They are taken care of. And that's Jesus to us. He is our shepherd. I want to take us to 1 Peter 2, verse 25. In the Passion Translation, it says, "You were like sheep that continually wandered away, but now you have returned to the true shepherd of your lives, the kind guardian who lovingly watches over your souls." He is our true shepherd, our true guardian, our kind guardian who watches over our souls. Jesus is our shepherd who tends to us, tends to our hearts. And that's one of the ways He makes sure we are okay. One of the ways He tends to us, one of the ways He makes it easier for us to follow Him is He tends to our heart. Because let's all be honest, it can get really difficult to do what He says, to do what the Bible says, when all we have is anxieties, is fears, is all these emotions that spring up. Because what happens is when we get these anxieties, these fears, all these emotions, that's all we can focus on. That's what we start to magnify. And as we magnify them, they get bigger and bigger and bigger, and that's all we focus on. And we just get scared, we don't know what to do, and we lose sight of Him. Because all we're doing is focusing on these anxieties, these emotions. But I want to take us to 1 Peter 5, verse 7, where it says, "Cast all your anxiety," not some, not just a little bit, not only this section, "all your anxiety on Him, for He cares for you." He cares for you. He can see that you're carrying this baggage, this anxiety, these emotions, and He doesn't want you to. He doesn't like it when we carry these things. We're not supposed to carry these emotions or these anxieties because He dealt with them. He finished them off 2,000 years ago at the cross. When He said, "It is finished," He meant, "It is finished." Those anxieties, those fears have no power over us. They have no control over us. It's only Him. He finished it, full stop. So He wants us to cast these emotions, these anxieties onto Him. Give it to Him. He doesn't want us to carry them. We're not supposed to. It's not our burden. So now you might be asking, that's amazing. That's really awesome. How? How do I cast these anxieties? How do I cast these fears and these emotions onto Him? I want to take us to 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16 to 18 in the NIV. It says, "Rejoice always." Not sometimes. Always. "Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks. That's all it is. You have His anxieties? Don't look at the anxieties. Look at Him. Be grateful. Be thankful. Start rejoicing His name in prayer, in worship. Just magnify Him. Keep your eyes focused on Him. Cast your anxieties on Him because it's dealt with. It's not your problem to sort out. It's not your problem to deal with. Those anxieties have no power over you. He finished them off with a full stop. Cast them onto Him and always remember that you are highly favored and deeply loved.